Cincinnatus by Matthew Sims. Cincinnatus was a good man, and never would he have guessed he was to be the dictator. Day after day he plowed the fields as a farmer. The weather was a little cool for growing his crops. He wished it was as hot as the sun, or at least a little warmer. Then a messenger came with news about the Aequi. They were laying siege to the Minuncius at Mount Algidus. He was to become the dictator of Rome and lead the army. He had had problems with the Minuncius in the past, so at first he was a little prejudiced. He thought, fine, I'll do it. So he packed up his trunk, and before he knew it, it was time to leave. So he threw his stuff in the cart with a plunk. As he entered the capital, he could not say a word, for he was filled with awe at the position he was to undertake. Who am I to become dictator? Of it, he did not know what to make. Soon it was down to business. Defeat the Aequi, that was his duty. I'll send the most trustworthy soldiers, and they'll kick their booty. So off they went, with sword, spear, and sweat. Cincinnatus led them into battle with no fear, and soon they won the battle, the smell of blood in the air. And they all celebrated like animals with some beer. So after only 16 days, Cincinnatus was heading home. He'd stepped down since he'd done his job, and he'd done it valiantly and without greed. When he reached the home, he was filled with relief as he turned the knob. Back to farming, the simple old life, plowing the fields during the day, and then coming home to his good wife.